Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry, hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard, only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
All right. Welcome to the Original Poetry After Dark. This is Open Mic Night here with the poetess and China Blue co-hosting. So tonight, all I'm trying to do is drop straight bombs. That's right. We're dropping straight bombs today for the hottest poets that's willing to step up to the mic. So all that time that we always say, oh, the poetess, don't open the mic, don't open the mic. It's open tonight for two straight hours.
Open.
And the number to dial, hello, 347-826-9842. Miss China.
Yes, go with it.
I think I have a bad connection, and I hope I can get this fixed, but I feel like I'm hearing every two words that you say is, like, chopped up real bad.
That's horrible. Can you hear me out?
Okay. Yeah, it's steady now. Sound better.
Okay.
All right. So, what's up, Miss Lady? How you feeling, Miss Lady?
I am feeling good. I'm excited about open mic poetry. I cannot wait to hear everybody's pieces. Don't try to sneak me in either because I'm not prepared.
You know what?
I know your MO.
I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to let you come out whenever you want, but you're going to come out at some point. As for me, I'm going to stick to pieces that I've been doing lately. I ain't hitting no new pieces tonight because I want to bring out something real vicious for the audience. So that's what I'm working on. I got my stuff lined up.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do the one on the anniversary show.
Say it again?
Maybe I'll do the one I did on the anniversary show. How about that?
That's hot. I'm digging that. All right, so... starting off the bat, we have callers that's going to start calling in. That's what's up. What I'm going to need you to do is when you get in queue, you need to press 1. That lets us know that you're ready to sit because you're not going to open up your line if you're not ready. I ask that you keep the pieces 5 minutes and below so everyone can have a chance to get on and sit their piece. All right? So, like I said, the clock starts now. The number to dial is 347-826-9842. China Blue and the Poetry, and we're going to rock some music, y'all. Mary J. Blige and You're All I Need.
It's enough to make the heart rock smile.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting, even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'm gonna walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing life of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
All right. That's the jam right there. The rhythm of poetry.
Yes,
the dark. Yeah,
that's all.
That's my jam. This is open mic, y'all. So,
I tell people if Common was on that joint, I swear it would be my wedding song. I love that song.
I can imagine Miss Common going down the aisle to that jump.
I'll be getting it, too.
Yeah. That's for real. Oh, my God. It's definitely an all-time favorite. Good songs. I'm digging that. So, I think I'm going to go first to get my stuff out the way so I can see it. I ain't got to worry about stressing about it later. So, most of the people that wanted to hear me spit tonight, y'all going to have to hit the archives if you're not listening right now. This is Apologetic. You came into my life just before the final storm. The life that I knew wasn't worth living. Diligently, I searched and searched until I fell to the wrong kind. Blind to the fact, no rhyme or reason, pleasing, and mad not worth the sweat off my back. Good judgment I lacked, and as a matter of fact, I ignored it. Indulging in my own lust, the timing was so wrong. I couldn't love myself, let alone anybody else. The need for a diversion to block incoming pain. Yet as drenched as I was, my soul was dry. It's something that was left to die. And from time to time, I was revived through the intense fornication that put me in this temporary location, looking but not really facing. When someone can endure your worst moment, then, and only then, you truly have a friend. Someone that will help you out of sin. So I opened up and I spoke to God. And I said, God, please rid me of all that's not of good duty. Show me through your eyes. And to my surprise, the tongue was compromised, not really aware of its power. Do not ask if you cannot stand its course. Rejuvenated my soul became, but my heart is burning with so much flame. And I remember the day he sent you my way. All that I asked, my God has gave. Now look at this scenario in which I misbehaved. Pain is the blindfold over happiness. I said pain is the blindfold over happiness. A penny for your thoughts. Price is in the short. Destroying rare gifts? That was my biggest mistake. Apologetic as my heart aches for you. Apologetic for all the wrong, dissatisfied feelings I threw. As I hold the time here all wounds, I wish that I can take all that you have seen. Turn back the time if only I could. Discuss the size is what I understood. Understand that there was so much mortification that I saw that as gratification. Is it right? Because it took just one night. Eyes wide gray, too bright, to recognize real. Because love was standing tall and I diminished their appeal. Confusion clouds and drapes in my mind. How could I be so dumb? And how could I break that bind? Mysterious is a mysterious mystery, a storyline, and I'm apologetic. Yeah, that's that long piece I just did. Let me drop my bomb.
Yeah, we need some snapping fingers. That's what we need.
What?
That you snap my fingers. Can you see that? There you go, right there.
Yeah. So I done set the bar, I done set the tone, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to come with the heart,
step it up,
the sexy. Hello, I want all flavors tonight, okay? No holds barred.
Okay, well, let me repeat what I'm going to say to you.
Oh, Miss Tyler.
We rethink this thing.
I think you should do a new piece. I think I'm going to go back on what I said about that piece you did for the anniversary show.
Okay, so what piece do you want me to do?
I ain't got no new piece.
Something I just wrote?
Perhaps. you should know this is coming, right?
What you want? Oh, no, the one that we did?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not prepared for that. Oh, no.
I
How could you not be playing?
You want to get on? You want to get on the show? Put me on blast like it's me? Like we practice? We didn't even practice.
Nope, we sure didn't. But that's the beauty of it.
She put me out there, y'all. She put me out there wrong. It's her fault. It's all poetry.
Well, I mean, hey. You think about it.
Shout out to Peaches and Lady Blue in the chat room. Peaches.
Yes, big up.
Peaches.
And Lady Blue, I know you're chilling and you're waiting for some music and stuff, but this is open mic, and yes, you are not cut off from the list. You are a poet. I want you to call in as well tonight. We would like all poets present. You can't just sit in the chat room tonight.
We got Firefly listening. She don't want to call in and do a piece. Call in, Firefly. Do a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Indigo, if you're listening, do a piece. Represent PIN. Prolific energy.
Okay.
You never stop.
Hold up. Let's say PIN. Hello, what's up?
PIN's up. Represent.
Hello. Calling names out now.
I am calling names out. What it is?
That's what's up.
She said thanks for the shout out. No, you call in. Okay.
I'm gonna play some poetry. This is one of the pieces that we played on Tuesday. If anyone ever caught the archive, if you missed it, this one particular poet right here that China Blue recommended for the show was really hot, and this one was titled Rocks, Waters, and Leaves.
Yeah.
They say that Jesus Christ is the love star, just like a bow shot from Cupid's heart. But the greatest love story that ain't never been told is how a pure soul be in love with some hoes. Now who the hoe? Me or you? The Greek or the Jew? The preacher or those that sit in the pews? See, I was born at 8:10, died, revived, and born again, with fight in my blood, storm and rain, war and sin. Then again, I am the statistic that the government enlisted for prison with standardized testing, repeated helpings of failure through public school systems. The projects projected only one would erect from city streets, swap meets, and generations of derelicts, let alone from a mother who birthed 13 and a mother's mother who bore the exact same thing. Let's not forget Prince Charming, whose abuse had substance. Longed for peace, but served the country that lacked justice. Points infiltrated veins, molested blood, relaxed the complexity of pain, which left me to logically believe that if time heals, the incarceration system is doing a damn thing. Now, if we could bypass the root of plausible evolution, it would be safe to say that I was born in confusion, subjugated to the media's delusions of who I be, which leads me to the point. Rocks, water, and leaves. Follow me to the good book, where people are metaphors for trees and pieces found in the stillness of streams. Follow me to the good book, where the end is known in the beginning and the beginning is known in the end, and those who pains us most is either family or friend. Lead me beside the still waters and watch the branches on fertile trees fall like leaves because of the season. And there you will see my pop of ages rocking the congregation of these city streets with the solid rock of the coca leaf. May I borrow a line, please? My dad rocks. No, really. My dad rocks. No, really. My dad rocks. Sometimes in his weed. Sometimes he melts it, but it makes his arms bleed. Beep, beep, beep. Reverse what you heard. The natural herb could no longer satisfy the need. Cocaine baptized the weed, and the audacity of Pope trying to make my pop believe he could stop. Cain killed Abel. Now what about that verse was forgot? Watch how the system depicts the second hand when you hear the tick of a time bomb stuck in a pit of a habit trying to quit. This is the last time, baby, I sold the ring for a hit. This is the last time, daughter, I'll be there, I won't forget. This is the last time, mama, I sold the TV shit. This is the last time. God help him, he's sick. No one knows who's in control, depending on the stroll, the rhythm, the catch, the chase, the smack, the feel, the look, the taste. See, See what the childhood remembers? The wound of the past is brought to the present figure. The man has become a nigger. The preacher has turned into a pimp. Black Panther has been infiltrated by the government. The sun fell off his axis trying to orbit. Traveling 135 miles per second and still falling, and we him hauling with prison. I wish they could privatize the addiction. Then we can rehabilitate the illness when it duplicates and form a cellmate. Are you listening? Water rocks leaves. Drowns the minds of insecurity. Bathe the cheeks. Wash the feet. Weep in the garden of Gethsemane. Can't I get a witness? Well, let me hear you speak. Because if you don't cry out, then the rocks cry out. And I don't want no more rock crying out for me. If you don't cry out, then a rock will cry out. And I don't want no more rock crying out for me. They say Jesus Christ is the love star. Just like a bow shot from Cupid's heart. But the greatest love story that ain't never been told is how I found God listening to a crackhead hoe.
There's a light shining on you. Baby, I'm trembling inside. Loved a woman that I barely knew. I must have been out of my mind. Oh, I'll never hurt you again. Girl, I know you I'm
to be or not to be? That is the question.
Are you serious? Hey, this your man. Sound off now. For the best in poetry and spoken word, join my fam, the Angelic Poetess. That's every Tuesday and Friday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the best in internet radio. So join my fam, DAP, DAP, for some of the hottest spoken word artists and poets on the planet, with that special blend of music to soothe you after a long, hard day. Again, that's Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Angelic Poetess Artist Showcase. I will see you there.
All right, we back. We back. The Original Poetry After Dark, and this is Open Mic Night. Number dial 347-826-9842. You tend to have those that sit in the chat room. Just like, okay, I'm going to listen to the show, but it's time for the chorus to stand up and be heard tonight. Because me and the lovely China Blue wants to hear from you tonight. So
yeah.
Get on the move. So, while I have this time, I will reiterate again, people, that Poetry After Dark means site has closed down, and everyone else has been forwarded over to the .com, which is www.poetryafterdark.com. We have our own URL, big up to us. So if you have not signed up yet, go ahead and sign up and share your work and definitely get the networking. And forget to of networking, as well as for those that's out there that want to get books out and don't know where to start. You know I found myself out there like, what am I going to do? And it's a lot of research, and it's kind of all right there on the site for you guys. All right. Now, I see the queue is filling up with numbers. I'm going to say again, if you guys are on the line, please get AT. Your line cannot be open unless you press the 1 button. And that's when you come in queue, and we will open the mic up. You can get on the line. Thank you. Here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
817, we're calling you in. And the poetess. Who's this?
This is Cabin Peaches. That's pretty quick answering that phone. It must be dead over there.
What the deal is?
All right. I'm going to wake you guys up. I got a little something for you. Even though you guys sound awful awake and pretty laughing and giddy over there anyway. Anyway, this is called Embedded in the Memory of Strangers. So I just read it.
Okay.
All right. I remind her of every dream she had while playing house and making the boy down the street play daddy. Tell me you love me, she says, as she slides down to her knees and fumbles with my belt and button shorts. There's really no need for such a ceremony. The shorts will simply fall off, but she insists. I watch her eyes glisten with the hope of the future, and she smiles, such a happy smile, that her face melts away of any other feature than those hope-filled eyes and drunken, crooked smile. She's faceless and looks like everyone. And no one. Tell me that you love me, she says, as I caress the back of her head and gently nudge her in the direction she should be headed. She sucks cock like a pro, as if this blowjob is the key to wedded bliss. And if I could only remember the features on her face before the feelinglessness set in, it possibly could be. As she slides her hands up and down my thighs to get the grip she needs to keep from gagging, I fall back, knowing that as soon as I come, she'll be back, and I'll have to see that she is no longer just a crooked smile in a dream. She looks up at me and is now nothing more than a brown sugar-colored blur with tits and an ass that just don't quit, and I reach down to twist her nipples between my fingers and squeeze those perfect tits. You've always been my favorite colored crayon, I say, as I bend her over the arm of her couch, rubbing the tips of my fingers over every inch of her backside, leaning over to taste the juices flowing from her soon-to-be cock-filled pussy lips, following the curve of her bend up, taking a bite out of her ass and sliding the tip of my tongue up the spine of her back, wrapping her head around my wrist and pulling her head back so I can watch as she squeezes tight her hope-filled eyes, and every dream of playing daddy is followed by a wince, a moan, a twist, an inch. Tell me that you love me, she says, and I slap her ass in a resignation down the center of her thighs before I let go and bury my face between her shoulder blades, and she feels it as I fill her full of consequences, regrets, broken hearts, and broken dreams. Tell me that you love me, she says, as I slide my face down the small of her back, filling my lungs with every essence left lingering in the room, and squeeze my eyes tight with hopes and prayers that when I open them, there will be more than just a scribble in a notebook, an overused crayon standing before me, begging for me to love her as my heart breaks the silence with the sounds of aching. It's been years since I've seen past that crooked smile and hope-filled eyes, while I love yous flow freely like dice in Vegas, and I fumble with my green Lego keychain, crack my wallet, tip the waitress, throw $2 at the tits, an ass swinging from her pole, count the change I'll need for the cab ride home while Eric Clapton wails, tell me that you love me. From the cabbie zip-tied hand radio, I float in and out of consciousness, indulging once again in feelinglessness in poem.
Damn! Good job.
All right,
I was not ready for that. Did we lose him? Oh, yeah, we lost him.
We lost him.
Yeah, wow, man. It's open mic in D.C. I don't even have open mic like that, so I'll be like, damn, I'll be taking away. Y'all need to get some tracks.
I made it hot up in here.
Oh, yeah, it's time to get some tracks, get recorded, you know what I'm saying? So the poetry's in China Blue can keep you in rotation. That was definitely hot, Ellen. He has a nice twist on that.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Really got good at the end. I said, oh, man,
he's
snapping now.
What? He ripped it at the end.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Good job, man. Good job.
All right, what we got up next? What we got next?
I should have you next.
You should have me next. See how she set me up, y'all? Shout out to Anointed Queens of Poetic Justice. We love you. Shout out to the Real Life Laisha, Your Highness, and Don Desi, Lady Bug.
Wow. Hey. Hey, I didn't know. What's up, y'all? Hands up.
Hands up. Always.
Definitely would like to hear some ladies call in. Later on this month, we are going to have a collaboration open mic where we're only going to take open mic to those who are in collaboration with someone else. So that is definitely going to be a hot show. I cannot wait because I'm pulling it all out at that point. You know, it's time to show off. When you're trying, I'm not
going
to make
show that authentic ink. Authentic ink represent.
Hello? You got to get out there. I ain't been really on the ball with that. We're going to definitely get that out there because we definitely got to fill up on the collaboration.
Firefly going to do a piece tonight. We're going to do a collaboration tonight. Firefly going to call in. We're going to do a piece.
Uh-oh, hands up.
Let it know.
You know, the CEO has spoken, so, you know, ladies. And you said another group that you just called out, was that from, is Alpha Dawn in that group?
Yeah. Anointed Queen, oh. That's Dawn and Alicia.
Oh, okay. Okay, I collab with one of them. So, yeah, that's the 12. And I want to collab with the other one as well. Definitely get up at me. I believe we are friends on Facebook. So, yeah, we definitely got to get to work, ladies. But we're going to fall back on some more music. Carlos, why don't you take the track for us? See if you can work the switchboard.
With this.
Let's see what we can produce. Oh, she said let her know when she can press 1.
Whenever she wants. Whenever you're ready, you press 1. It's when you want to.
Yeah, when you want to, Firefly. Let's go. We're ready. I'm ready.
Okay, if you guys are ready now, then we don't want to go ahead and play a track. We're going to wait.
Go ahead. She hasn't even. Her hand ain't up. When her hand get up, go ahead. Her hand ain't up. Don't be scared. Put your hand up, boo.
And you, Miss Carlos, you take the next track. I'm sitting back on this one.
Okay, see, now don't do that because I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Oh, Lord. All
right, I got it. So I just push play. That's what I do. I just push play.
That's it?
I'm going in. We're going in. Raphael Sadiq, what it do?
Going in. That's all he's asking. Raphael. That's what I'm talking about. The original Poetry After Dark open mic tonight.
Yep.
347-826-9842. Time blue. Your poetry is in the house. All right now. I see somebody's ready to spit a piece.
Who ready? Who ready? Firefly ready? Let's go. Hands up.
You bring her right there, let's see what you know what you're doing.
All right, 302, we bringing you in. Hello, what it do?
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Poetess in China. Pins up.
Pins up.
I don't know if I'm ready, but okay, I guess.
You ready. You always ready. You appear. We always ready.
After a trying day, I guess.
I said all that, and then I'm never ready.
Right, right, because I just heard you say you weren't ready.
I know.
So funny.
Okay, go ahead.
It's right now, you're already here, so, you know, you might as well get it out. If we're not going to bite, they can't see you. So, yeah,
I know.
I'm here for y'all. Let's go.
China, so Blue Fire?
Blue Fire it is.
All right. You said at first you would never hurt me. You said second, like an angel from heaven, you would cherish me, your own personal blessing. I said in the beginning, like a horse race, I'm winning you. Tunnel vision straight ahead. No trophy, I'll take you instead.
And you placed me next to you on the heart-shaped pedestal. After initial, we became more confidential. We shared together a lifetime before the beginning of our time, so our pace and path are outlined, separated yet still well-defined.
We'll take what we've learned separately, put them together, combine firmly. You added your strength to hold us tight, and I threw in passion for the fight of our cause to remain forever. Strength and passion together, it will be the recipe for our eternity, because I got you and you got me.
We taste like the fulfilling love, no doubt, that our ancestors wrote about, hidden in testimonial song and lover's cold on a petticoat shuffling down the road. Never did I believe I would get so close to love the way I hoped to, so I spoke to God, and he gave me no reply. He just opened my eyes and showed me the truth, no lies.
Trust myself to believe my heart, intense feelings from the start. From the moment I seen you, I knew you were the truth, and it's not possible for us to begin the beginning of the end, because you and I had to end in order for us to begin.
Begin again and again and again, and we fall, and let our love stand as you clairvoyantly trace the palm of my hand to discover your fortune. Lust is fans, words in hands. We beat as one heart, one pace, dance of both worlds, brought face to face. Wait. First, let's slow down, slow motion, so you can adopt my every emotion of you never hurting me and holding me intensely, repeatedly, so tenderly. I migrate to your side of the bed and move to the rhythm of the words you said again and again, toes curl, head spin, a love whirlwind, again and again until you collapse and I know it's the end and we both lay empty thinking, I'm glad you love me. And that's that piece.
Go, China. Yeah, me over here like, go China. I was over here.
Yeah, snap to that, because we never did that. Snap.
Girl, I can't tell the way that thing flowed off the tongue. My goodness.
I was all tongue-tied. I'm sorry. I messed all up.
That's all right, boo. Nobody knows that.
It
sounded
good.
They would have known it.
And you know what, China, you just be, ooh, you just like a little well-kept secret just in line.
Yes,
like,
China
see,
is like, jeez. You're like, you're
you got
a
the poetic rhythm. You got the poetic rhythm.
Aw.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Cheesing.
That was awesome, yes, China.
Yeah, beautiful. That is a beautiful piece. I'm feeling it. Pants up indeed.
Hands up indeed. Firefly, you got another piece for us? You going to do a solo or you good?
No, not yet. Not ready. I'll go back and cue.
Oh, here she go. She's not ready. Here we go.
That's okay. It's an hour and 13 minutes left. Firefly. I appreciate you calling there. Nice to hear how it sounded. Because, you know, the voice with the words, and that's a beautiful thing. So when you're ready, just press one again. But when I put you on mute, hit one so your hand can come down on the cue.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man. See, Tyler, you talk about me being hard on you. Cut us some slack.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, where your solo at?
Where my solo? See, here we go. Here we go. Play a song. Let's play a song.
You see what I'm saying? Hands up. That's how we do around these parts. Okay.
Play a promo. Do a commercial.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and play a track in a few moments to the, I think I have 413 on the line. If you're calling in to sit a piece, press 1 so we can bring you in. Otherwise, we think you're just listening. 347-826-9042 is the number to dial, and we roll in. This is Intro Elizabeth in the Sky, y'all.
check it for a second. I'm about to direct you to the internet, to hiphopsisters.com, home of female lyricists with messages. See the true light at last shining in the Mecca of Queens, a matriarch community of hip-hop ladies that came together because they couldn't get no love or respect from the commercial industry. Now they doing their own thing, and it's easy for you to see. All you gotta do is go to hiphopsisters.com, sign up and become members, and have full free access to videos and tracks of top-notch female producers, DJs, poets, and film C's. But your contribution to blogs and discussion is also a necessity, because it's not just music, it's a movement to put out quality hip-hop and represent the culture in contrast to the male-dominated garbage that young minds are being bombarded with through mainstream. HipHopSisters.com, that is.
HipHopSisters.com, indeed. The original four chapter dot open mic night, 347-826-9842. The chorus is in the lovely kind of blue co-hosting tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
It's been fun. That's my face. You know. So, yeah, I'm ready, you know. I want to do that collab. If you don't want to, I can move on to something else. I got another piece I'm going to do later on in the show.
You want to do our piece, Poet Is? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe later. I'm going to read over it first. I got to read it first.
Oh, yeah. We can do a little run. I'll make sure I play a nice long track so you can have enough time to get it in your head. I think it's going to flow pretty good. Venom is just too easy. I flow Venom very easy, so. Yeah. All right, shout out to the chat room. Adele, Brother Sean Bay, Miss Lady, Miss Q, Captain Pieces, and definitely shout out to Facebook, those who's listening through. Shout out to Aron Poet, baking up a storm over there. I'm saying them pictures, and you're killing me, Aron, you're killing me. Looking for you to call me tonight, and also Miss Ashley Porter. Time looking for you also. So as the show goes on, guys, we have an hour and 3 minutes left. We are still going to play poetry tracks and music as these people start calling in, but you guys got to remember to press the one button and you want to sit in queue. All right, Miss Tyner, are you ready to get back on the DJ board?
I'm ready. Are we DJing or am I staying?
I don't know if you want to pick music or if you want to pick a poetry track. It don't matter.
Now, can I say my piece? I'm going to say my piece now. I'm going to give a shout out to my girl, Jennifer Murph. All right, at Pocket Billiards over here in Crestwood, 13430 South Cicero. She requested that I do a poem, so do a piece. I'm going to do her favorite piece.
All right.
You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, I can't see, so y'all excuse that, but that's what's required for the poem. All right. You see, the obvious is that obviously he never wanted to be with me. To him, he kept it real, but in reality, he was just really confusing me. He wanna hear me flow it like poetry. Even inspires me more when he talks to me. Now I'm using his name in my poetry. Is he misusing or misunderstanding me? Did you miss that guy to keep up, Dixie? Cause the misled ends up in poverty, hungry for more. Is that what he wants from me? Is he shy or do we lack unity? Too many questions, well that's what he does to me. Too many questions, well that's what he does to me. He's not a cat, but I see his curiosity. He might fool himself, but he ain't fooling me. I got his back. There's no need for this oddity, because we could split those 9 lives between him and me. You got that? Because we almost at the end, you see. And my friends say that I'm living so dangerously, trying to get this gap between me and him. It seems like everybody wants his chemistry, and I made my bed, but I can't lay, because ain't no room for me. And that's the FBI.
Hold up. Oh, my goodness. You stop singing on us? Oh, my goodness. I got a talented co-host. Oh, man.
I messed it up.
No, but it still was good. You had me laughing when you started laughing, though, but that was still good.
She said I did.
I like the film.
I'm going
to
give up right
there. And see, then I had to come through the phone on you. You can't stop. Even if you stumble, you got to keep going.
Hands up.
Hands up. That shit was hot.
Hey, thank you. That's the first time I ever did that for anybody but my girl, Timmy, so.
That's her. I'm glad she pulled it out because I said, thank you. Hello.
Okay.
Super. Time is ticking, people. We have an hour left. Those of you on the line, if you're waiting to get in and stitch your piece, you do need to press one to get on. 59 minutes left in the show. And shout out to my man, St. Clinton. I ain't seen you in a while. Thank you for coming through. And shout out to T0604. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate the love. Okay. I see this queue filling up, boy. And they sitting. Yeah, they sitting. I can keep holding up that space. I can go on chat with that.
Mm-hmm.
Press one, people. Don't be scared of the mic. Press one. It's okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. I'm trying to
if I'm scared,
you.
It's okay to be scared. It's the whole scared. Be scared. Just come on with
it. I must put out there, there are a lot of people listening tonight, so it's definitely your time to shine if you want to do so. I just looked at the numbers, and we have a big, broad listening band tonight. So definitely, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get on the mic. 229 to bring you in. Somebody stepping up to the mic. You on the air with China and the Poetess. How you doing tonight?
Hello?
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 Hey.
Hey. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you fine.
Oh, okay. I don't write poetry, neither do I do any spoken word, but I'm here to represent for Big Man Poetry on Facebook and give you some of his poetry. The title of this is If I Rap or Sing. If I could rap my pain, I would. My verses would be curses to the hearts that listen. The first single would be A Gangsta's Intuition with tracks produced by my wishes. The wishes aren't granted to men twisted in ghetto fate, just corners that breed violence by gangs, drugs that's being sold where gangsters hang, crooked cops who brutally harass boys until they're men. This is the hell my life is in. So our souls sin. This is why my heart bleeds. You can hear the bass line from the empty stomachs of kids who has nothing to eat. My hook is the screams of a mother crying up the street from a call saying her son got shot while walking down the street. How could society wonder why thugs cry? Ghetto pain can be much to bear. This is one of the reasons thugs get high. I'm no performer. So if you asked me to rap this, I wouldn't try. I'm a prophet of real street literature. I don't rap. I drop to get by. I take the pain that tortured my life and write poetically about my strife. Though I'm penalty enclosed for a rap, if I could rap my pain, I would. If I could sing my pain, I would. My vocals wouldn't be the softest sound. I'm tainted within the streets where if you don't go hard, you go down. My eyes have witnessed so much, I can't help but reflect off the bleeding thoughts of my mind. So I poetically define the hard times my heart entwined. This hell is scorching, so heaven is what I need. Friends become foes through selfishness. Women look as the worst dolphin for my pocket hustles with greed. Instead of a song, I wrote this distressed song. My words may be calm, but my heart is numb. I continue to compose, making my heart breathe with this pen, planting my misery, begetting this poetic seed. If I could sing my pain, I would.
Wow, and to be a person that didn't even write the piece, you gave it justice. That was awesome right there. What was the poet's name you said again?
Big Man Poetry. I like to share something with everyone. The reason I went ahead and called in to speak this piece is because I was working on his newest street compilation titled Making No Mistakes. Making No Mistakes. And we got a call saying that one of the homies just got smoked in the hood, you know, and it's been like 4 murders in the hood this week alone. So I was just giving you all a touch of, you know, what Mr. Big Man is about and, you know, where he comes from. So, but you all can check him out, Big Man Poetry on Facebook and Real Street Lit Publishing. Also,
okay.
And he has a book titled Street Gangster Street, OG Rated Loyalty. It's the Diefold Reality, Mr. Big Man. It's available on Amazon.com as well and www.realstreetlitpub.com.
You know what? He's our friend. He's Prolific Energy's friend, Big Man Poetry. I know him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's our friend.
I heard that name before as well, so I'm pretty sure we probably crossed paths if not already friends on Facebook. I'm definitely looking him up. That's deep right there. Wow.
Well,
our
friends go out to that person's family.
Yeah,
thank
big
you.
Time. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's definitely a small world. I guarantee when I put his name, he probably is on the Facebook. The lines are definitely filling up. no one has lifted their hand and pressed number one yet. So
right.
We're going to move on with the show. If you're on the line and there's about 5 of you, press 1 if you're calling in to do a piece so we can pull your number in queue. All right? We're going to take
right.
a short break. Ms. China.
Yeah.
There's 53 minutes left in the show. Around what time are you going to do this class?
I'm ready. I'm reading it now. I'm trying to get it together.
I'm not rushing. I'm just asking so I can get a general idea how much time we're working with.
All right. I'm following
right,
your lead after this break. I'm with you. Whatever you say, that's what we're going to do, boss.
Oh, Lord. Stop that. Okay. Here we go. We're going to play Christopher Williams. This is a throwback. Promises.
Bad luck has been mine.
Nothing like a good mix of some soul music. Wow. The original Poetry After Dark, this is open mic night. And I see my lines are filling up. Those of you that's waiting on the lines, I've been saying this all night long. Press 1 if you want to get on the mic. Appreciate all
the
love. 413. 413 is definitely about to get pulled in. Try this again.
Hello.
Oh, I hear you now. 413.
Hello.
Who do we have a pleasure speaking to tonight?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
We're good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just
what you got for us?
Just got a little something that I wrote. It's called Soldier.
All right, Soldier.
Okay. Focus mind, conscious kind, ways defined behind enemy lines. Attributes, too hardly brute, treasure into every minute. Answers to only truth, finding it deep in its roots. Cracking codes in plain view, giving counsel to others what to do. Weaponry is their mind quest, study is their opposition. They opt to invest. When it comes to the battle, thoughts and vibrations, the control is their conquest. The soldier always debunks what they suggest. And that soldier.
Oh, wow. He kept it short and sweet, and I wasn't ready for the info, but that was definitely hot. Wow.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, babe. The delay, I had to bring my mic back in so I can say something to you.
Okay.
Right. Soldier, what was your name again?
My name is Dion Ballard, but I have a site called Enlisted Soldiers. And I write poetry off of that. And I write poetry on my site, too, off on Facebook.
Okay.
So okay.
I saw it, and I was like, well, I'm just going to call in and just recite it. So glad that you enjoy.
Okay. So you're calling directly from what you saw on Facebook, or are you in the chat room with us?
Well, actually, off of Facebook. I was writing in my BlackBerry, and I saw it, and I was like, okay, let me just write something.
Oh,
I was writing.
What's your name on Facebook?
Well, I have two sites. One of them, which is Enlisted Soldiers, and like my name is Dion Ballard. So I write poetry off both sites. So,
Dion.
How you doing?
Hey, Boo. We got music. We share music together, me and Dion.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm a artist as well, but for right now, I'm just like doing a lot of writing and stuff like that. But yeah.
Okay. Don't stop writing. I'm digging that.
You dig?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very much.
Thank
welcome.
You for calling in, Dion.
You're welcome,
yeah,
and really enjoy the show. Yeah. I was listening in before I said anything, and I'm really digging it. So keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
Have a nice
day. Snap. You too. Snap, Miss Turner.
That's so good, Miss Keisha. I'm telling you.
I know what you're doing over there. I already know. See, co-op over there, she's cheating, she's eating. She's supposed to be on the drive, but it's all good. Working me over here.
I'm
847-826-9842 is the number that we want to get on the mic and spit your piece. Next caller we have coming up is 817. 817, you're on the line with the Coaches and China Blue.
Hello?
Yeah, that was quick. You guys are quick. Let me find this again. This is Peaches again.
What's up, Peaches?
You guys are quick, man. As soon as I hit that one, boom, yo, what's up? Oh, shit. Gotta find it again.
Gotta be ready. Gotta be quick on the draw, 817. Be quick on the draw.
I see that. All right. Well, speaking of quick, I'm going to do Zip. All right? It's called Zip. Right. Now, quick, zip like lightning. He gets scary like frightening. Off in his own zone, the corner all his own. Ranting to the world, he wants his fucking O. Tired of that same old shit, the same fucking pit. His love like rage, a monster in a cage like Jekyll. Loves Hyde, you can see it in his eyes. He's tired of the fight, but it's all he really knows. The beast to the bone, another stained soul. Now quick, like zip, he's him at the lip. First to take the stage, drowning in his rage, another batter in the box, swinging blindly like rocks, like sticks to stones, in no direction thrown, his hatred, his home, I mean. I love you, like dying, like Judas is crying, like happily ever after, parts 2, 3, 4, and 5, like another sick, sickness, like swimming in bliss of accusations and frustration, another cycle of relation, like if we ever stop the fighting, then there's nothing left to talk about, like hacking into phones just to live in the know, like another password to the heart, like making snooping an art, like brown eyes in every shade of green. Did I say I love you, like dying, like stepping off this ledge and flying, like finding gravity's grip, like quick, like zip. He gets scared, like frightened of losing everything he has to the battles in his head. Tell I'm sorry means I love you. And every new friend is another battle toward the end. In his little soapbox world, he holds the corner all his own. Like if you ever find me, will you tell him to come home? We parted ways to live in envy, to find significance in leaving, like zippers unzipping, like quick, like zip in point.
Oh, snap. We weren't even ready for that. Was it? The zipper.
Snap, snap,
that,
snap,
snap. Oh, he said the zipper, though. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm going to have to find out some zipper fingers because I'll snap at the poetry event.
What? That's open mic for that ass, and he's definitely setting the bar high because that shit is hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Captain Peaches. Anytime, baby. We're doing this twice a month for the open mic. Always going to be on a Friday, so definitely come back.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and check you guys out.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. Peace.
Captain Peaches. What? Let's shout out the chat room, shall we? Shout out to
our chat room,
first and foremost. Shout out to Lady Blue, Miss Q Love, Miss Lady, poetically spoken. Wow, we got a big time poet up in the house. Thank you, Miss Lady. I'm honored to have you in the chat room tonight with us. Rare Poetics, C0604 in St. Clinton. All right, we have another call that's ready to get on the mic. Now, I see it's 901, but I'm going to do 901 because I caught the other call on the off guard. I'm going to play a promo, which ain't no more than a minute, and I'm going to bring you on next, 901. So get your stuff ready. Here we go.
You ready?
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? This is DJ DZD on the ones and twos. And when I'm sitting back chillaxing on a Tuesday or a Friday, I get on my computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. The angelic poetess to me. And I sit back and listen to the soothing sounds of good old school and a little bit of new school R&B. That sets the mood just right for all the
dynamic, fantastic,
and out of sight poetry that soothes the mind, body, and soul on the late night tip from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's where you'll find me. So tune in. Her show is definitely a show you don't want to miss.
You dig?
What's up?
When I'm chilling, sitting back, and I'm sipping on my ass while I listen to the angelic poetess. And with a portion of what I need, satisfaction guaranteed while I listen to the angelic poetess. Cause she's a queen of poetry, dog talk radio's where she be, and her name is
angelic poetess.
Tuesday, Friday's where it's at, and she's on the late night track, and her name is
angelic poetess.
The angelic poetess.
right, all right, all right. We back. Kind of blue, the poetry.
That is my favorite one.
And you know that's my favorite. Big up to Detroit, because that girl's high. That's DJ DVD. I don't know if she's coming back on BTR. Sorry, but yeah, when she does, she brings the pain. Okay,
yeah, I love so, it. I just be jamming. The Angelic Poet is.
Hey, 901, you're coming on. You're on the line with the Poets and China Blue. I'm having a slight delay with my switchboard tonight. You're on the air.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. This is Shantria Anderson. I'm not a Memphis. And I'm finna go on hopping to this piece. This is,
okay.
It's from the Love Triangle. And this entry is called Trip. Dear Diary, what's really going on with me? I need him, but what would he see if I was to tell who I really am? The real me. Will it be okay, or will it go pay as hell? His head played in my head. Baby, sit down. We need to talk. Cool. We can check. Can we walk? Alright. There can't be people around. Why not? Are you trying to lay me out like strays in a pound? Nah. This serious, what I gotta tell you. Alright, sweetie. It's whatever you wanna do. I'm not who you think I am. What? You a man? Damn. No. Hell no. Tell me. Inquiry minds must know. I'm a drug lord. More or less, a queenpin. Huh? Break this down. My patience is running thin. Things got hot back home, and I thought it best to kind of be where I'm wrong. So, wait. All those times you left and said I couldn't go, yeah, I was handling business. Just didn't want you to know. One question. Why? Because I didn't need you getting caught up. So, you know those three blunts that got you past the sky? Yep. Wait. How did you know about that? Never mind. So all the things you told me were just this big, huge lie? No. Well, some. But I really love you. How am I supposed to believe that, drug dealer? What do you expect me to do? Believe me is what I expect. Do you think for 1 second that I would just tell anybody this? I'm one of the FBI's most wanted suspects. Forget it. Forget all of it. And forget you. Then I wake up. Diary, I just can't lose him. I don't care about Tiana or any of them. He has my heart, and I couldn't take it back if he did start to hate my gut. A text comes through from Lowe's. Man, this is nuts. He has my character slipping. I hope he can handle the truth. And I pray that dream was just me tripping. Man, that's it.
All right, y'all. Like some lady claim going on over there. Tell us the name again, please.
What'd you say?
What's your name?
This is Shantria.
Shantria. Thanks for calling in and sitting up for us. We appreciate the love.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a good night. And we're going to keep this rolling because I see the lines are filling up. China Blue, you cannot fade in the background like that. 347, you're on the air with China Blue and the Poets. Who are we speaking with? Hi, you're laughing. Who is this?
Who is that? 347, who we got?
Hello.
They might have got shot.
Alrighty then. Please. Press 1 to take your hand down. You are not ready. Moving on. 215.
On to the next one.
China Blue.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
This is Poetically Spoken.
All right, Poetically Spoken. Oh, damn, you have to separate.
I know she's about to drop something. How you going tonight?
I'm wonderful, City. I am wonderful. I was like, I got to come over here. I've come to your show a couple of times, but, man, I be getting mixed up with the times and stuff, and I said, I got to show this sister some love. Got to show her.
I appreciate it. You have me blessing over. I appreciate the love for it.
It's all genuine. But I'm going to do a piece. It's called Verbiage. It's like a freestyle thing, so. Y'all ready?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm here I'm here to deliver pounds, cemented sounds in climactic rounds. My words will slap a bridged minded into a stance that's intertwined it. See, you move too soon, but I got you. I'll just send you back to the end of the line, for this should be a crime to know that you challenged a moment of my time with inquiries of my most profound erotical sounds that exist in mind and thoughts. I feel like I just walked into an empty lot that's filled with twisted, nappy locks. Yeah, baby, I will surely make your heart and feet stomp. Don't you know I fought to be irresistibly recognized, not for the one who skips beats, but the one who spits lines of spine-chilling energy throughout these forum scenes? I know you want to be on top, so come on, let's trade places so you can stop standing around making all types of ugly faces. See, I embarked on many talents who have listened to or read my creations, applauding my effortless work and commenting on how I give such a good vibe. Cynical at times, an erotic potency is predominantly the square root to my algebraic equations. By French kissing and soaking the usual poetic languages down with my mental mazes. See, I'm in a daze, trying to figure out why you picked me out the crowd. Must have been my vibe that stood out and how I tingle your erogenous own sensations. Yeah, you must be phased by my ability to steam up your computer screen and make the dark room you sit in light up like a festive Christmas tree. I'll be that ray. Yeah, I'll be that ray that melts your insides like a wet dream, cause cups of juices to orgasmically overflow, oh, so heavenly, as your muscle grows and grows from penned-up fantasies of me. Whatever your flavor, I come with addictive touches that are contagious, keeping you sprung while flipping through all my amazing pages. From one chapter to the next, my poetic sexiness will work you and you and you and you and even her up a sweat and strip the depthness of your soul into a total wreck. I will suck your mental dry while I push your face down to my captain's deck. I'm so good that where I sit, you can taste my sweet breath. I can even quench your undeniable thirst with a sanctified verse that'll have you thinking you in church. I see you getting goosebumps. I mean, what else did you expect? You invited a beast of a queen in that has long earned her respect, amongst many, including fellow poets who keep me wanting to perfect my artistic craft like this rough draft, which is creatively full with finesse. So go ahead and confess that your attention has been gripped by the irresistible sounds of essence, who continues to flow while sliding down the pole, teaching you about my deep throat weapon. As I enter your mind, just close your eyes and get a little rest in, because this battlefield you're dealing with is filled with lethal injections, a competitive sexy poetess from the beginning to end and back to the beginning. And regardless of the votes, I'm not here for your amusement. I'm here to take home my well-deserved winnings. Oh, and not to mention the continuation of my addictive flow that'll keep your mind lifted with verbiage like a needle to a record that keeps on spinning and spinning and spinning like a merry-go-round. And that's that piece. I'm sorry, y'all. My dog was messing with my feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
turn on the red light. Shit.
Y'all hear my dog? He was messing with me, man. I was trying to be cool. My fault. I might have to come back and do another one after I let him out. For
no, we were so like captured by your voice that we never even heard the dog. I don't even know you had a dog.
Yeah,
definitely had me in tune with the pee and wanting more. So if you come back, yes. I got 25 minutes left, so definitely come back.
I'll definitely come back, man. I put your link on the page, so hopefully you'll get coming through. All right, man. Love to y'all. I'll be in chat.
All right. Wow. Oh, man. The mic has been on fire. I got to take a break, and we're going to come back and do that tonight. But I got to take a break because she just turned it out. Shit. Okay, y'all. I think I'm going to have to do one of yours this time. That's exactly what she gave us. Your track that she picked out. This is one of my sister's favorite songs. She's gonna like play this song to death. This is John Legend, Get Lifted, y'all. back-to-back open mic night has been outstanding. I'm so thankful for all the poets that came through to share your pieces with me and China Blue. We definitely
indeed, indeed.
Yeah, Turns Up Show Day Buzz tonight, Poetically Spoken, of course, Captain Peaches. I mean, wow, you guys really, really did the damn thing. Shout out to the chat room and those on Facebook listening in, and also those that's on Poetry After Dark listening. I appreciate the love, showing big, big love over there. So continue doing our thing. Poets is on the rise, y'all better know.
Yes, yes.
Moving on up.
Better know. We got big plans. You stay focused on us. We got big plans.
Big plans. Yes. So, with that being said, we have a collab. It's my
ready. I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'm
going to
get.
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous, damn, Lord.
Uh-oh. Here she goes. Don't like me. And then
I know,
scared.
Right? I had to do it. I'm going to get it done, though, y'all. I'm going to get it done. Collaboration with the co-host and I, and this title, Respect Mine.
Respect
Mine. People always want what they can't have. Looking in on others' good, so sad. We all have something within us, and that's something that cannot be duplicated, fabricated, nor captivated.
Only elevated and sometimes self-motivated. They keep trying to replace my reality, not knowing I'm dedicated to who I be. I am the high mountain. I will not be floored, ignored, or detoured.
So if you step in this lady's way, you might get floored. See, this is something you may have explored but cannot deplore. I have the qualities. It's better than 31 flavors. I make my own, and I don't want to save them. Because they be trying to save me, but it's obvious it's only their envy.
You see, the envious pretend to be curious, so they praise and try to stick like glue to us. But still I reign victorious, call my pens my men's, because when we say we coming, you know it means we about to bust. But this world is cold, so tell me, who can I trust? Do they really be filling my poetry, or do they be living in a fallacy?
Deception is all around us, but this pen will put them in redemption. Comprehension, there's no competition, because you, my dear, you lack the ambition. Just listen. You have to strive and earn for what you want. That you've ever taken and continue to hate. The one that has that hindered agenda. I'll wait and let your thoughts render. I'm about to flip this shit and come to Avenger.
The Black Widow poetically, infamously splitting that venom to death. Seductively, my words creep and kill them, leave them all amazed, stuck in a daze. At the starting line is where they remain, but I'm running to catch up to this fame. This is my life, it's not a game. No jokes, no Ashton Kutcher. That's why every line I try to butcher, chop my poetry up and cook her, then feed her up to the masses. Please stand and raise your glasses, I'm here.
Splash with ink, this is the premiere. I'm cash and you're the cashier. Please don't write checks your ass can't clear. My words are too severe. I cut deeper than a surgeon that has left you open. I see you scoping, and I left you the rope. So watch out, you might just choke. Let me allow these characters to soak. I'm me, and me is her. So independent, I don't need a chauffeur. I'm in the driver's seat leading mine. With this body, there's no one out there that can define. Because I digest easy like aged wine, leaving others that can follow behind. Don't need a mirror, for I stay the same. Even if I don't comb my hair, I still hear them calling my name. I'm not vain, but I'll be damned if I let them never link me like I'm a chain. This is my domain. I don't claim that fame, but I will claim what's mine. So haters, back off. I can only spring from this line.
And I can only get better with time. Look at the clock. Check out my watches. Grab an umbrella and some galoshes. A storm is on the rise, and get your camera phone. What's that, Verizon? Just get ready, because they can't stop me from causing destruction like a tsunami, verbally flooding your mind. Somebody get FEMA on the line. By the time that they arrive, it'll be too late. I just buried your ass alive. Accept your fate. Respect mine. We're going to practice that, baby. We're going to practice that.
God damn. I sound and tripping up. I was like, oh, I can't believe I wrote this shit.
I know. We gonna practice that, though. We're going to come back with that. Try us again next week, y'all.
Oh, my goodness, though. I'm like, my cheeks is just full right now from all this laughing and smiling. It's been a wonderful evening. I have 17 minutes left in the show. Countdown is really on. If you want to get on the mic, you better dig in. I see you 215 after this break. We're coming right at you. China Blue on this open mic night of the original Poetry After Dark. Without further ado, we're going to bring in Poetically Spoken, 215, you're back on the air.
What's going on again, y'all? Y'all have me cracking up. I'm over here dying like y'all were coming out. Or I need to pull out one of them mellow pieces.
Nah, go get angry with them.
All right, this piece is called Bitch. And it's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
This piece is about, you know, a rejected man who feels the need to come out his mouth and disrespect because he was not worthy of this queen's love. So this is what this piece is about.
Oh, I like already.
I know, right? It reminds me of Queen Latifah, man. UNITY. Psych, let me go ahead and do this piece.
That's the unity.
But here it goes, y'all. In its entirety, there is struggles. Restless indigenous meadows, bellowing beneath written tell-alls, awaiting the moments for one to fall, throwing the towels, no longer love to call. But in the midst of these thorns are a contritement from insults that cover these cracked walls and hearts that are torn, figments of togetherness now beat down and worn. Names screeched out with words that are sworn and heavy beats in the head continuing to crawl. And you profess your feelings in the most sincerest ways about how you want me, need me, can't wait to see me so you can swim knee deep and invade my sweet space. But the moment your advances got rejected, it was like a tsunami had erupted and your heat boiled so deeply. I mean, if love don't want you, then why try to keep me? Just keep stepping instead of spreading diseases, wasted, egotistical, outdated speeches, trying to stifle the paths of this star's reaches. See, your heart, mind, and soul is taintingly reckless. Open your mouth and breathe in some freshness. Breathe out your reverse introverted psychological polluted messages. Flexing your muscles around strong-minded chicks that you like testing. Having these supersized manly type tantrums. How could you expect to hold on to a real woman with your sinister ways? Stacking weak-ass bricks that can be knocked down with just one line that I spit. Don't be mad because you's a washed-up, has-been lyrical pip, quick to call out people like calling this queen a hoe or a bitch, hiding in your secret cave, beating your limp-ass dick, pouring out nursery rhymes because you can't handle it. You really need to quit communicating with tough talk, trying to sound all hard, spitting knowledgeable verses with corroded hooks and bars. Look at you. A stick in one hand and a stone in your throat. A cross on your chest and evil that you promote. Smiling people's faces, being a straight backstabber. Popping off at the gums with all that blather. Riddle me rhymes or riddle me this. Ain't this some funny ass shit? After all that huffing and all that puffing, look who turned out to be the bitch. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, guys. I was on mute, and wow, the ending.
Word.
I'm getting a shot. I heard you talking. That's my quote. I'm putting that on my status. Look who turned out to be this.
Y'all hear me snapping? Do you hear me snapping, poet? Look.
I hear you, baby. I hear you snapping.
You
let me snap with y'all because this was a fabulous show. I hate that I missed a lot of it, but I'll be back again real soon, man, for real.
Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, my God. All the poets are coming out tonight. I have Next Level to just stop by, and I haven't seen him in months.
I know.
Maybe
I love
Next
Level.
Level.
I know. Well, I'm gonna get off the line so y'all can squeeze another poet in or two.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate
you. I appreciate y'all back. I'm going back in chat, okay? I'm going to be right here.
All right,
peace.
901, I have you on. I guess I'm going to open you guys' lines up so y'all can just go ahead and sit. I'll call your area code out and you can just be ready to go. 347.
Back to back. We ready.
and you didn't come in the line, so we got to move on. 901, you are on the air.
I was just listening.
Okay. Keeping it moving.
Okay.
Let me move to 858, and I'm sure this is bad, but 347, when you're back on, I just want to press 1 again. And I have 610. Bad boy.
What's up?
What's up, baby? I'm sorry, I can't do the commands. I can't sign my name.
Oh,
I'm so bad. Q is so...
Oh, no. Is the poet is not ready? Is she not ready?
Yeah, man, I tried to find that piece, man. I can't find it.
She ain't ready, B. She ain't ready.
That's all right. Can I do one? Anywho, I'll catch you on the flip side.
Do what you're going to do. Catch her on the flip side. Let's go, bad boy.
All right. Domestic Violence Month. Okay. True story, y'all. I feel love right down to my core. Love causes my body to shake and tremble. I'm not quick. I'm not nimble. Love smacks my face, head bounces on the floor. I can't dodge the swings. I scream, stop. God damn. No more. Love takes aim, yells God's name in vain with the swift swing of the wrist. Oh, shit. I can't see. And they got the fucking nerve to say, you should leave. I say, I can't. They ask why. I reply, I'm in love. So I go back and let love darken my other eye. Fresh morning brew. Hey, boo, how many lumps for you? Pow, one, bang, two. Love is in the air. Wherever you are, I want to be there. I'm lost. Without you, what would I do? Love raises its hand again and plunges with maximum force. The pain is too much to bear. I can't inhale, lost all sense of smell. I'm a beast in the kitchen. Love, stay fed, three squares and anything in between, including the late night smacks. You know, I don't recall the satisfaction of my own cooking. Delicious, multiple flavors, pow, boom, bang, exploding on my tongue. I forgot what that feels like since love slapped the taste out of my mouth. At one time, I heard everything clear as a bell. Then love had to repeat itself. And then sometimes yell. Now I can't hear anything at all, because repeatedly love beat my eardrum and slammed into the wall. Love kicked and tripped me, but I, goddamn, I refused to fall. So I've touched, I've seen, I smelt, I've even tasted love. I had enough. The last time I told love, and I prayed to Jesus and God, never again. But apparently, they didn't get the message, or they thought I was joking. I pulled a knife from behind my back, click, clack. Listen to me, love. Shit, now that I have your attention, there's one thing I have to say before I send you on your way. I need you to believe me just as I believed you. I love you too. Bang, bang. One love.
Oh, God.
Dang. I have to keep snapping because I got to wait till the clap is over so you can hear me snapping.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. We have 2 minutes left. 347. If you have something you wanted to say, this is your chance.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay. This is Written in Pain. And I got a piece. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. I have a piece called He Got a Baby on the Way.
All right, with your raspy voice. Go ahead.
He's got a baby on the way. He seems ecstatic about it, too. I'm not. As I rub my belly thinking about bottle making, diaper changing, this life inside me feels amazing. He cuts his eye at me. I have a son, he said, gladly. He was so sure, I could tell. I said, I want a son as well. The way he stared, my countenance fell. I wonder what lullabies to sing. Dreamed of buying baby rings, bassinets and baby swings, baby brushes and baby things. He said, I'ma buy my kid everything. I believed him. Mad I was because I need him. So I asked how you want to feed him. He said, my son deserves the best. All his milk gonna come from the breast. I thought about holding child to chest. Rubbed my belly and I'm starting to stress. I asked, was he sure? He said he was, and for me not to ask anymore. I saw my baby on the floor, trying to walk, stop, drop, and crawl some more. He looked at me. What's wrong with you? I said, you know I don't want to. He said, if you don't, I won't want you. So you gonna handle this, all right? He's so focused on being a daddy, he doesn't notice he's treating me badly. I'm thinking about being a mother and telling my mother, and what am I doing? What should I tell her? She would say, don't put your body through no changes for no fella. But in this life of rain, he's my umbrella. Although now I question if he loves me and if he's really thinking of me. For him, a baby's gonna be lovely. Me, I'm left here feeling ugly. We pull up to the clinic at exactly 9. The pain in my stomach is radiating to my spine. He tells me it'll be fine, and we'll get through this with some time. I hesitate, pondering if I should change my mind. He hands me a clipboard and tells me to sign. I painfully scribble my name on the line. See, he's got a baby on the way, so I got to get rid of mine. That was written in pain.
Wow, and we are out the door. He just closed the show. Thank you all for coming through. One love.
That was deep.
See you guys next Friday. Wow. All right, Miss China Boo, it's been a great, great evening. We are officially off the air, but we're down. Oh, I know, like the open mic ran right on over, and that's usually what happens when the courts wait so late. So hopefully next time around, everybody will get in early so we can get everybody in, because I think we missed about 2 calls.
Yeah, I thank you so much, Poetess, for inviting me on the show and asking me to co-host. Like, I had such a wonderful time tonight. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm so overwhelmed. It was great. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. It definitely was a
great time. And shout out to Prophet Junior. I have to always shout them out because they're listening to us. Shout out to them on 134 yes. 30 South Cicero. They're listening to us. That's great. I love them.
Yes. Thank you so much. One love, y'all. We are out.
Out.